Tonight, all eyes are on the Louisiana Superdome. That's where the Alabama Crimson Tide will face the Louisiana State University Tigers for the BCS Football Championship. It's been 20 years since the 1992 season when Alabama took the title in New Orleans. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports this year a lot of fans are making a lot of comparisons.
This is a moment Crimson Tide fans like to remember. Coach Nick Saban hoisting the BCS Championship Trophy in Pasadena in 2010.
Now, if you want to see one of the Waterford Crystal Trophies up close, all you have to do is go to Tuscaloosa.
Everybody says, hey, it's got McDonald's on it. McDonald's was the sponsor that year.
Ken Gaddy is manager of the Bear Bryant Museum on the campus of the University of Alabama. The Tide beat Miami in January of 1993, but Gaddy says the title didn't come with the final whistle.
So you really had to wait until that next morning, even after defeating Miami, to know if we had won the national championship. It was a de facto first versus second team, but you really had to wait for those polls to come out the next day to see who won.
That first BCS championship trophy is in a glass case with other mementos from the 1992 season under Coach Gene Stallings.
Okay, I think that's a picture of me up there on that very tip-top rack.
Crimson Tide fan Kathy Morris makes a beeline to the 1992 exhibit with her two teenage sons.
The thing I remember most was with being so high, you could see the whole field. So when Teague was coming up to do the strip, I mean, we could see it happening before anybody, you know, really realized how close he was, having the whole length of the field from up so high and seeing it.
Morris is referring to when Alabama's George Teague chased Miami's Lamar Thomas and stripped the ball from him.
George Teague is after him and runs him down.
Takes the ball
away from him. Teague's got the ball.
I had the exact same reaction. I said, oh, man.
That's Martin Houston of Tuscaloosa.
Oh, he's going to catch him. He caught him. He has the ball. I said, so we went through the exact same reaction as the fans did.
Now, if it sounds like Houston was a bit closer to the action than Morris, he was.
All right, Jay Barker at quarterback for the Crimson Tide. Martin Houston and Derek Lassick are the men behind him.
Yes, that Martin Houston. He was a fullback when the Crimson Tide went to New Orleans to face Miami in the 1992 championship. And he says he's hearing a lot of comparisons this week between the bruising defense the Tide had 20 years ago and the players on the team right now.
I'd take their linebackers probably, and I'd take our defensive back. So I think between the two, you probably have the best defense that's ever walked on the field.
Houston is among a handful of 1992 players who still live near Tuscaloosa. Dennis Deason of Chelsea recalls how close he came to not playing that day.
Well, I suffered a concussion before the Mississippi State game. I didn't get to play a whole lot, but I was questionable whether I was going to play or not, and I told Coach Stallings, I said, I don't care if it messed me up the rest of my life. I got to play in this game some.
Deason played center during the 1992 game. As for how the Crimson Tide will do this time around, Deason recalls how tough LSU was when he was on the team.
They're very similar to us. They're always, they come at you. They don't try to really beat you around the edges a whole lot. Their defense is real fast, very physical. Offense comes straight at you, very similar to Alabama.
Both Deason and Martin Houston think Alabama will win tonight's BCS rematch. The last time the two teams played, back in November, LSU won by a field goal in overtime. Despite that disappointing loss, Martin Houston says he liked how the Tide played that night.
We took chances and trick plays, and Les Miles didn't do any of that. And if you had told me going into the game, I would have told you it would be the reverse.
Back at the Bear Bryant Museum, Kathy Morris's sons have heard enough about the 1992 win and make their way to artifacts from the Nick Saban era. Morris says she'd like to be in New Orleans for tonight's game, but the ticket prices are just too high.
But I'd love to be there. I'd love to be. I feel like I'm a good luck charm. I feel like I need to be there.
There may be a new glassed-in exhibit about tonight's game for Morris to visit down the road, but the Crimson Tide will have to beat LSU first. Kickoff is tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Louisiana Superdome. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa. Supporters of the Crimson Tide gathered at the New Orleans Convention Center for a Bama Bowl bash to cheer the team on. For head coach Nick Saban and his rival at LSU, Les Miles, things are a lot more serious. Saban says he wants the Tide to learn from their loss to the Tigers back in November, but don't dwell on it.
that kind of mindset is going to be very, very important, because every game I think we played against LSU in the last five comes right down to the wire.
Les Miles expects what he calls big boy football, with both sides playing for all or nothing.
When we take the field, we'll be an emotional, fired-up football team.
Kickoff at 7:30 at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Pat Duggins, APR News, in New Orleans. Alabama head coach Nick Saban and his rival at LSU Les Miles brushed off questions about the future. Both men say all that matters in the next few hours is preparing to fight for the BCS title. Nick Saban says things like which of his players will declare for the NFL draft are for another day.
You know, I guess when I go back to West Virginia and I get on the side of the mountain and watch the creek go by, I might think about some of that. I don't know when that time's coming.
Same story for Les Miles.
Yeah, a year from now is just so far away. I was just asked a 32-hour question, and then I went to a full year away, and I'm going, oh.
The last time the Tide and the Tigers met, LSU beat Bama 9-6 in overtime. Neither coach thinks that matters right now, with both teams in an all-or-nothing frame of mind tonight. Pat Duggins, APR News, in New Orleans.
It was a big night for the Crimson Tide. Alabama won its 14th national championship by beating the Louisiana State University Tigers 21-0. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins was at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and has this reaction to the win.
Okay, just in case you didn't hear what happened. That's three generations of the Sington family. They came from Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama to watch the Crimson Tide play for the BCS title. 86-year-old Fred Sington Jr. is the patriarch.
Overall, against a good LSU defense, I thought they played pretty well offensively, but you won't see anybody play better defensively.
And when Fred talks about football, people tend to listen. After all, legendary Alabama coach Bear Bryant recruited him as a tackle back in 1958.
They deserve this victory. And they deserve this championship, and Alabama deserves them.
More recent members of the Crimson Tide would agree. Greg McElroy was quarterback of Alabama's BCS title-winning team back in 2010. He's with the New York Jets now, and he says he's especially happy with his replacement at Bama, quarterback A.J. McCarron.
It's not about emotion. It's not about anything like that. It's about executing under pressure. And A.J. could not have been better tonight.
Linebacker C.J. Mosley was carried off the field after a hard hit following his interception of an LSU pass.
Yeah, I saw it come. I tried to give him a stiff arm, but I guess he tackled me.
Later on crunches, he explained a gesture he made to the crowd. He held up four fingers.
And when the crowd got up, I just knew it was bigger than me. I couldn't stay down. So when I went out the field, I held four fingers up because I knew that's what we wanted to win, 14 national championships. That's what we did.
As heated as the game in New Orleans was, it was only the rematch. Alabama's first round against LSU back on November 5th was billed as the battle of the century, and the crush of reporters at the Crimson Tide's pregame press conference showed it.
We got a big crowd today. Wonder what's going on this week.
That's lineman Barrett Jones. He was one of a handful of players who sat down with reporters.
Well, I think, first of all, this is why you come to a place like Alabama, is to play in big games like this.
For head coach Nick Saban, keeping the players away from the media hype was job one.
Well, you can give them all the instruction that you'd like. You know, just like we all have children that we give instruction to when they go out on a date, but you never know for sure whether they're going to do it or not.
The buzz all week long was clearly nothing compared to what went on outside Bryant-Denny Stadium on game day. An estimated 40,000 LSU fans showed up on November 5th without tickets to wait out the game. Paul George of Baton Rouge was one of the lucky ones.
I'm ready to go. I'm looking up.
He did have a ticket and a healthy dose of respect for the team his beloved LSU Tigers was about to face.
Bama's Bama. I mean, they're the epitome of football. I mean, and I used to come when I was in college back in the 70s. Lost a couple of times. Always got our ass kicked. But I'm on a 7-0 streak coming to Alabama to watch LSU play.
What George didn't know at the time was that his losing streak was about to change. Rock-solid defense from both teams kept the game nearly scoreless until halftime. It was neck and neck until the end of regulation, then came kicks during overtime.
The players wanted to win more than anybody else. You know, every fan can be disappointed. Every coach can be disappointed. Everybody that's associated with the University of Alabama can be disappointed. But none of them feel worse than the players.
Then came Alabama's second chance at LSU. The two teams would meet again at the Louisiana Superdome. Lineman Barrett Jones, who talked about big games prior to the November 5th loss to LSU, met with reporters once again.
We got a really good chance this time, and we're really excited about getting another opportunity. But I think revenge for us, we like to think of it more as restoring the order than revenge.
Restoring the order came as no surprise to fan Lee Sington.
For the first game they played in November, I was up the entire night before. I was tense all day. This time, completely calm. I knew it deep down that this was going to be a sweet game for us.
Lee is part of the three-generation Sington family we met earlier, and she's the daughter of former Crimson Tide player Fred Sington. She admits last night's win may cause some friction at home.
I'm married to a graduate from LSU, and this is sweet redemption.
Pat Duggins, APR News, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Place kicker Jeremy Shelley was among his teammates in New Orleans as coach Nick Saban hoisted the BCS trophy. The Tide defeated the Louisiana State University Tigers 21-0. Running back Trent Richardson scored a touchdown, but the rest of Alabama's points were field goals. On the night of the game, Shelley talked about his BCS record of 5 successful kicks.
It's always important to have that confidence, and we really did hold together, and we knew this game the entire time that we would have it.
Shelley and Alabama's kicking squad were criticized in the press following the team's loss to LSU back in November. The championship celebration at Bryant-Denny Stadium starts at 2 p.m. Take a poncho. The forecast calls for rain. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
Have a seat, Crimson Tide. Go Tide.
Coach Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide gathered at the White House in 2010 following the team's 13th national championship. Running back Ben Howell was there, and he'll be back with the group for today's visit with President Obama. The Commander-in-Chief will congratulate the Tide for the team's 14th title victory back in January. Howell says this year's agenda includes a White House tour, which the team didn't get to do in 2010.
We didn't get to see, like, the Lincoln bedroom. I really wish I could have saw that, or, like, the actual office. I don't know if they'll let us go in there. Maybe we will this time, but I don't know.
During the 2010 visit, the team presented Mr. Obama with a Crimson Tide jersey, helmet, and game ball. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.